Mate, just picture this. It's Saturday. It's boiling hot. I'm on Clapham Common. I've got the pill in my right hand, a Corona in my left. I look out. There are chassis as far as the eye can see. And I just start singing, more lash, more lash, more lash, more lash. More lash, more lash. More lash, more lash, more lash, more lash. More lash, more lash. Then everyone realises it's Archie Cousin, captain of the Clapham Falcons, chief chat officer, the CEO of Clapham, and they all start singing, more lash, 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 more lash. And then everyone is on their feet, they're going nuts. It's like SW4, beers are going everywhere, rocket balls in the air, everyone's got their top off, including girls. And they all start singing, more lash, 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 more lash. Absolutely kicking off. I neck my beer, everyone goes nuts, and I reckon all the birds would love it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 2 of the Rugby Biz Podcast. My name is Freddie Claude, and as always, I'm joined by, well, a man sporting in particularly incredible lid, I must say, Mr. Archie Cursons. How are you doing, sir?
Mate, I'm good, I'm good, and my lockdown lid game is strong. Pretty I'm actually good, considering yeah. just growing it.
Really?
Yeah, because I the longer I get, I just put water in it, slick it back, and I look exactly like Patrick Bateman. Ooh. Who was a very good businessman and was an incredibly good Nick.
Well, talking about...
Man after my own heart, really.
Yeah, talking about being good Nick, you seem to, you know, lockdown's been kind to you.
Yeah, my shape is on point. I actually worked out this week with a couple of pro rugby players. So Jonathan Davis, who wow. plays for Wales, Anthony Watson...
Jesus.
A few other guys who are in the program, Reece Priestland.
Were you leading the session? Or
No. They just asked me to jump on because I sort of messaged Reece and I was sort of telling him that I've probably got the lowest resting heart rate in Clapham. Oh. And then he said, you should try this workout. Did it. And yeah, it was a good workout and definitely felt the benefits. And they were in talks about me coming on and maybe leading a session. But it was great to catch up with them. Anthony Watson's a big fan. Actually said thank you to him because actually managed before the lockdown to pull a girl in Clapham. Just the fact that showing her that he followed me on Instagram.
Wow. Okay.
So yeah, big up to Anthony Watson.
So you're
very good friend of mine. Hopefully get him on the pod.
So you've been brought on for sort of motivational purposes as well.
Yeah. I think the boys needed it. They're obviously in their pre-season. Yeah. Obviously our season be cancelled, but I'm still keeping myself in great nick. You know, who knows? A pro club might come in for me.
Yeah,
and might need me to do a job for the end of the season. So yeah, my shape is strong. I've been doing a lot of TRXs in Clapham Common. And I think a lot of the locals have been enjoying watching me do that. Well, a few guys taking videos, which I didn't have a problem with because actually my form on those is very good. It's good for them to watch it and then try and do it back home.
Well, last week you were saying that you were happy for people to break the 2 meter gap to take selfies with you.
Yeah.
Has that been happening this
week? Yeah, quite a lot. When I'm on the common, people obviously recognise me. They want to come up, get advice. Obviously, in this time at the moment, business advice. A lot of people are approaching me about coming on and investing into their businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Some good ideas, some rubbish ideas. But it's just good to be amongst the people.
And how has your sort of business fared? I mean, you had that little property venture you were trying to get going with Barclay. Did that get off the ground at all? Or?
Well, that's been put on hold just due to the coronavirus. But we are looking at some plots of land in Balham and Tooting Beck in particular.
Well, that's not really your...
Well, as CEO of Clapham, it is two areas that we are looking to acquire. Okay. Balham is a real possibility and Tooting Beck we're in talks with at the moment. Not Tooting Broadway. Unfortunately, that's probably 10 years off before we'd touch it.
And talking about property, are you going to move in with Popey now this is all clearing up a bit? Or
probably not now, mate.
Wow, really?
Because it went so well with Lottie last week.
Right.
Obviously, we're yet to meet, but we've been chatting on LinkedIn, having some quite good pitter-patter.
Really?
And I just think it's probably time for me to move out of the rented property in Clapham Common and go on the market. So... I've been speaking to a number of estate agents, and it's probably worth you know, the listeners knowing what to do. There's probably some guys who are looking to get on the property ladder now.
Sure.
I've held off because I've now got a big chunk of money I can put down as a moolah, deposit. Yeah. So yeah, I've been calling around the estate agents in the Clapham area, who I've got to say are all decent lads.
Really?
Yeah, yeah, and gals and yeah, gals. Yeah. They you know,
public school educated, I'm guessing.
Yeah, a lot of them are, and that's really why I do enjoy chatting to them. They're good guys. The thing about estate agents are they normally go to a good school. They've normally got some quite good chat. Mm. They're not the brightest. Obviously, if they were, they'd be doing something else.
Yeah, working in the city.
Yeah, yeah, like myself.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I've been getting on well, and been, you know, whizzing my email around. So they're hopefully going to look at some properties this week,
right,
and then hopefully when I do meet up with Lottie on that first day, I'll discuss, you know, how we're going to work it.
You'd bring a portfolio of options.
Yeah, like, I will. And then I need to work out what she can afford mortgage-wise. Obviously, I can afford I've got quite a good salary. but I'm expecting she's doing pretty well.
So when you say you're going to give advice to the listeners, I mean, did you sort of write down notes? Or?
No, I recorded my calls.
You recorded your calls?
Yes,
to the agents?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so God, just, this part of the podcast is really a learning.
Archie's lessons.
Yeah, because obviously I've been doing a lot of the Insta Lives recently.
Yeah, yeah.
And what I've realised, a lot of the demographic are sort of sub 18.
Right, okay.
So they'll be coming into the world, and they're, you know, hopefully their parents will want to buy them their first property in Clapham to get, you know, get their feet on the ground, as any good public school parent would do.
Of course.
But you know, it's good for them to know what to do.
Well,
I could have done that, you know, Daddy said, you know, do you want to me to put down a deposit for a house when I move to Clapham? I said, look, Dad, I need to know what the best area is. You know, I've lived in Clapham Common, Clapham North, Clapham South, Clapham Junction. I now know where best suits me.
Okay.
It's definitely around the common area.
Right, okay.
Just because, you know, I need that area to practice my spiral kicking.
Right, okay. And so do you have these recordings with you? Are we gonna
I've put them together, and hopefully I think a lot of people will enjoy it and learn a lot from it.
Right, okay.
The key thing for everyone out there is when you're talking to these estate agents is to build rapport. You know, at the moment, you can't go and meet these estate agents due to the circumstances. Yeah. But you've got to build that rapport. In business, you've got to build that rapport.
Yeah,
and that is where, really, I excel myself. You know, my chat, I've always said, is brilliant. In social circumstances, you won't find better chat. But this is business, and it's like pleasure, you know?
Sure.
Well,
should we have a listen?
Go for it. Yeah, right, I think you'll enjoy it.
Let's check them out.
Good afternoon, Savile. Francesca speaking.
Hi there. I'm just wanting to speak to someone about registering to buy a house in the Clapham area.
Okay, no problem. What's your name, please?
My name's Archie Cousin.
Unfortunately, the team are busy at the moment, but if I can get some details from you, I'll pass the message on and advise that you're looking to register.
Okay, no worries. Yeah, what details do you need?
Your email address, please.
Yeah, it's archie.legend.cousin@yahoo.co.uk. Sorry, it's an old email address.
No, it's okay. You'd be surprised how different the emails are that I hear. But I'm exactly the same when I think about the email addresses that I've had.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, my middle name isn't Legend.
You should just say it is. You're like, yeah, actually, my middle name is Legend.
Yeah, I actually might do that. That's actually not a bad idea.
Away with it.
Yeah.
I'll pass all those details onto the sales team, and then they'll give you a call.
Cheers.
Hello, thank you for calling Knight Frank. Press 1 for sales, or press 2 for lettings.
Hello, Jeff speaking.
Hi there. I'm just looking to speak to someone in regards to purchasing or being registered with yourselves to buy a property in the Clapham area.
Yeah, absolutely. I can help you with that. You'd like to register your details, would you?
Yeah. What's the market looking like at the moment?
There's a lot of properties that are beginning to come on.
Okay. That's positive.
We're busy. We're able to do viewings.
Yeah.
But yeah, the market's good.
Yeah. So I mean, look, I've been renting in the Clapham area, but I'm sort of ready. Oh, well, I'm about to get engaged and married, and I'm looking to purchase in the Clapham area, looking to buy sort of 1 to 1.5 million pound properties.
Did you say you're looking Clapham area up to a million? Is that
well, one to 1.5 mil.
Okay, brilliant. And what exactly are you looking for?
Ideally, I mean, a stretch. I would stretch it if I could find a place with a swimming pool. That would be the dream. Some outdoor space, parking.
Okay.
So some downstairs space, with a TV room, kitchen, and then ideally a study that I could turn into a rig centre.
Okay.
You're not about this afternoon. We can go whiz round some.
No, I'm not, unfortunately. Can I just clarify? You're looking for outdoor space,
swimming pool,
ideally, yeah. Up to 1.5,
yeah.
And then you'd like a sort of an outdoor study, but you'd want to change that for what was it, rig centre? Did you say
rig centre? Yeah, just to work out
rig it.
I've got. Okay. I'm thinking of quitting my F45 membership, and I'm thinking of just building a gym, and then I can sort of rig whenever I want. I don't have to worry about the time the F45 centre opens.
Okay.
Do you F45, Jack?
Oh yeah, I know of it very well.
Archie, what school did you go to?
Thank you very much for. Thank you very much. I will add you to our system.
Yeah. Jack, what school did you go to?
I went to Warwick School.
Brilliant. Okay, sounds like we'll get on very well. Okay, lovely. Do get in touch.
Okay, will do. Speak to you later.
Cheers. Thanks so much, Jack. Cheers. Bye.
Bye.
Dexter Slatton, George speaking.
George, hi. I'm looking to register my details as I'm looking to purchase in the Clapham area.
Yeah, no worries at all. Let me get you registered. Might be a second. Have you not registered? Well, that's previously then.
No. First time on the first time on the market. I've been renting in the Clapham area for God knows how many years, but quite luckily, well, sadly, but luckily, my grandmother passed away, and I've got a bit of cash. So, plus I'm about to get engaged to my fiance. So.
That's all happening here.
Yeah, it is. amongst this bloody pandemic.
yeah, great timing, eh?
Yeah.
What was your mobile number? And I'll see if I've got anything for you on the system.
Mobile number? Do you want mine, please, or my PA's? What's easier?
Who would you prefer me to speak to?
Take mine, but if work does pick up, I'd probably like you to speak to Rachel. She sort of manages most of my stuff.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. And are you looking with someone, or is it just a sole purchase?
I'll be looking with my fiance.
Okay, and their name?
Lottie.
Lottie, is that I-E or Y?
I-E.
I-E, and surname?
Lion, L-I-O-N.
Lion. Great, and miss at the moment, I'm presuming? And
yeah, then yeah, yeah.
Very shortly. And what's your current postcode?
The current postcode is SW43BB. Double banter for B.
Perfect. And are you renting there? Are you with family and friends? What's the situation?
Renting just off a school friend's, friend's dad. He's got a place there, so I've been sort of kipping there for a while. Really nice place. Unfortunately, time's come to grow up, I guess. Time for the old Archie to find a place.
Yeah, no worries at all. And what sort of areas are you looking in? So obviously you said Clapham. We look after Clapham, Ballon, Brixton, Stockwell.
Just Clapham. I'm not venturing outside of those areas. No, just Clapham for me, please.
Okay, just Clapham for yourself. Yeah. And then we take a lot of houses on in the Aberfoyle Village area. Is that, do you know that area well?
Yeah. I know Clapham very well. I've lived in Clapham for 10 years now. I play rugby for their local team here. I've had a few lashes down there in the years gone by.
Yeah, it's a good pub.
Yeah, bloody good pub.
Perfect.
I once had a night there with the rugby boys, and we de-bagged at least five of the players in the pub, and actually the owner was pretty good about it.
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty good owners, to be fair.
Yeah, they enjoy the chat.
I'm looking forward to them opening again, so we can get down there on a Friday.
Yeah. I hope you won't be drinking with your right hand.
What's your availability like for viewings?
I'm pretty free the next couple of days. Yeah. And then probably next week I'm not around. I've got a lot of calls with the US, so I'll be quite busy then. Business is sort of picking up gradually.
Do you want me to send you over a couple of options of some instructions we have on the market at the moment?
Yeah.
Send them
over.
What sort of works best for you?
Send them over, and then look, I'll come back to you ASAP as soon as possible.
Yeah.
And,
perfect.
And then
we've got a house on Narbonne Avenue that could work. That's on for 1.8. A house on Lessor Avenue. I mean, we've got quite a few big houses in and around the area. We've just taken one on Rodenhurst. Okay. So I'll send an email over, have a little look at the spec, if there's something you'd like to have a look at, I'll get you booked in.
Joe Public's open, so I don't know. We could grab a beer tomorrow afternoon and sit in the common and go through them if you wanted to.
No, unfortunately, I can't. Not at the moment. Even though I'd love to.
It'd be good to meet you socially.
What's that, sorry?
It'd be good to meet you socially, because that's how I sort of do business.
I mean, that's,
do you play rugby?
Let's book in these first. Let's meet up and do some viewings, and then sort of go from there.
Do you play rugby, George?
No. Used to play a bit of football, but no rugby.
Ah, right. Well, where are you from? Are you from the Clapham area? Or?
Wimbledon, so not too far away.
Oh, nice. What school do you go to in Wimbledon?
I didn't grow up in Wimbledon. I grew up in Guildford.
Nice. Yeah. What school?
Guildford County.
Okay, perfect. We'll send across the properties, and then we'll meet up for a beer and go through them.
Perfect. I'll send you an email over now.
Cheers, Georgie.
Thanks.
Cheers, mate. Bye.
Cheers.
Well, Archie, that made for somewhat entertaining and slightly educational, I must say.
Yeah. Well, one word, chat.
Yeah, chat. And have you gone
CHAT?
Have you gone to meet these guys or?
So I've met them all, I've been doing a lot of viewings in the area. Some really, really interesting places. When I met George, the last estate agent you heard, nice guy, but he's I didn't know at the time. But that school in Guildford's not a public school.
Fuck. Okay.
And you know what? I just got the vibe from him when I met him that, you know, we weren't going to click.
Sure.
Yeah, he likes the Aberville pub. He didn't play rugby, so that was a big no for me, really. Didn't really know about the rugby scene. Mm-hmm. And so we've decided to part ways. The thing for me, if I'm going to be spending, you know, the 1.5, you know, 1 mil, you know, I want someone who's sort of come from that background.
Sure.
You know, an estate agent whose parents probably have like a 1.5 stack in the country.
Sure.
You know, they get my vibe.
Okay.
They're all very good, and you know, once I meet Lottie, you know, I'll be putting down a deposit ASAP.
Wow.
It's exciting times, and you know, it's just amazing that in such a short space of time, I'm really taking some big steps.
You are moving these things on rapidly, and you know,
you've got to.
Bear in mind that you haven't met Lottie yet, and even Lottie, you know, more than 10 years younger than you, may not even be interested at all, as we found out last week. But she may be, so who knows? I love the amount of work you're putting into it,
Freddie.
So
if she's not, I'm still out there. I'm mixing it up.
Yeah.
You know, there are the coals in the fire.
Yeah, early bird catches the worm, and you're getting there incredibly early. Possibly too early. You missed the worm.
There's one guy I'm speaking to on Hinge who is...
Really?
Yeah.
Did she listen to the book?
Just two words. Rigor mortis.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Well, talking about property art...
Absolutely sensational. Shass.
We've...
Not a great face. Not a great face, but you know what?
Long distance
You don't
runner.
Really make love to the face, do you?
No.
So... And her chat's brilliant. You know, she knows about Poles Earth. She's big in the polo scene as well.
Oh,
which
right.
I love a good polo lash.
Yeah.
Well, polo in the park is actually always in my. Unfortunately, it's cancelled this year.
Top three events of the year.
In Fulham, Fulham. Yeah, it's definitely in top five events in Fulham that I go to. Just great people.
There
and. Just the amount of moe you get through is just brilliant.
Well, Arch, talking about property...
Oh, God, it's a shame we can't go this year because it's brilliant. It's brilliant fun. Not that interested in polo, but the scene.
Yeah. You're not there for the polo, ironically.
No.
For the people.
I'm there for the old Birrios and Cheerios.
Yeah.
When I say Cheerios, I mean the ladies.
Well, Archie, I wish you the best of luck with that lady on Hinge. She sounds fascinating.
Yeah.
I mean, talking
about... definitely worth a meetup.
Yeah, talking about property there. Obviously, we got Dozer coming on, who's now a big name in the property world. He's got 130-odd apartments in Glossary he's working on. would be great for
good
you guys.
Businessman, good rugby player. We will get on very well. We're both very close friends of Hask, or, you know, I call Fast the Fridge. So I've got my own nickname for him.
So now he's sort of a famous businessman. Before that, obviously a great rugby player and sort of known as a journeyman, played for many a team, which meant he went on many a tour.
Yeah.
And so we thought it was a good time to ask our listeners to send in their best tour stories.
Okay, you should have asked me.
What?
Yeah, I've got so many good stories.
Yeah, but mate, it was about the listeners. It's something for you to learn from. I mean, maybe, you know.
But a lot of the listeners listen to this pod to learn from me.
Right, okay. So, what's your best one?
There's been a lot of good tours. just trying to think now. You put me on the spot because there's just so much chat flowing around my head. One tour I remember, I went to South Africa, and I remember being there being a lot of debaggings and toothbrushes going up in places they shouldn't be going up, which is
that
wasn't a tour, that was a family holiday.
Jesus Christ,
but well, let's listen to this guy's chat. Let's see what he's saying.
So we've chosen a story by Benjamin Winey. Benjamin Winey.
Okay. Yeah, just trying to think what I call him. I'd just probably call him his surname, Winey.
Well, his forefather.
Wino. I call him Wino.
All right, I was about to say his forefathers have done the work for you. Anyway, he says, "Dear Rule at the Rugby Biz Pod, below is my tale of one of the loosest nights ever told by Northumbria Men's Rugby Union Club. Yes, we're a poly, but with lower quality education comes a more loose rugby experience."
It's hard to believe a polytechnic university from up north is going to have any good banter, but let's see what he says.
Well, mate, you went to a poly.
Well, Bristol UE.
Yeah, but it's a poly.
Yeah, Bristol.
Okay. He says, "I hope you're sitting
comfortably." On my CV, it says Bristol.
Well, that's just a lie.
They never ask.
He says, "I hope you're sitting comfortably, as I shall begin."
If I said Newcastle, I think people would think, university up north.
Okay, well, I think that's a legal issue waiting to happen. Anyway, following our resounding 5-61 victory away to pitiful Leeds Trinity University, myself and the Northumbria 4-15 squad settled in.
Whoa, 4-15?
Apparently, that's what I'm reading.
Okay, I definitely wouldn't be socialising with these guys.
They settled in for their short journey back up to Newcastle. As a minimum requirement, each player had to bring a 4-pack on the bus, with all beers to be finished at certain points along the A1.
I always take a 6-pack on the bus, and then I'm like to everyone, "Hey, does anyone want to see my 6-pack?" And then I pull the 6-pack out of beers. Okay. Everyone just loves that joke.
Jesus Christ. Well, you've got to finish all your beers Newcastle. So here we go. On arrival at the University Business School circa 7 p.m, many of us were in desperate need of going for a piss. In many cases, more than 4 beers each had been consumed, meaning some were already well over the limit before pre-drinks began, let alone the sports night at Coos Nightclub.
Okay.
Have you heard of that?
No, never heard of that.
No. Somewhere in Newcastle, I'm guessing. Anyway, after getting off the
sounds,
bus...
Sounds dreadful.
Many of us took to a green verge alongside the pathway next to the business school to attend to the needs of our bladders.
Oh, okay. That's funny.
About 15 lads, all in a line, choppers out, were watering the grass at some rate, all for the passing public to view. All was seemingly relieving until a university lecturer...
Seemingly revealing?
Relieving... relieving their bladders, I believe.
He went to a polytechnic. He must be dyslexic.
Very dyspraxic.
Yeah.
Until a university lecturer stood in front of us all, disgusted with our actions.
Busted.
We would later be reported to the head of rugby and given a stern smack on the ass.
Oof. Reminds me of my geography teacher, Mr. Matthews.
Having been on the piss, we reconvened at my flat an hour or so later for pre-drinks. It is quite a brave act to offer to host a rugby pre-drinks, as I found out the following morning.
Mate, I love pre-lash.
Really?
It's probably one of my favourite lashes. Pre-lash is decent. Gets you well oiled for a night out, and then you don't really need to buy many drinks when you're out, because you're absolute steamboat before you walk out the door.
Well, he said, as captain of the squad, I took the hit and declared myself as the host, to the delight of my flatmates. The drink was being drunk, the songs were being sung, and the chaos was being cultivated.
Oh,
shit.
Yeah. Typical rugby night. Yeah.
Quite literally poo, amongst other things, was everywhere.
Great banter.
Shoes.
Love a bit of poo banter.
Shoes were out the window, my iron was in the sink.
Shoes were out the window.
And the ironing
board. These guys are crazy.
The ironing board was reported missing in action. It was nothing short of a bomb site.
I once went on a rugby night and took a sip out with me.
Oh my god,
that's
what
crazy.
Was the reason for that?
Today, just felt it in the moment. Everyone was like, "That is such weird banter." I was like, "Yeah, I know, but that's the kind of guy I am." A sieve. Oh. The whole night I had the sieve, and everyone was like, "Why have you got that sieve?" And I was like, "I don't know."
You poor man. Anyway, once the lads had trashed the fuck out of my flat, we headed off to Mimo Metropolis, a bar in Newcastle, for some trebles. On the journey, we picked up many a traffic cone, continued to offer our urine to the city, and one of us swam through every puddle in sight.
These guys are rugby boys. You can just tell, traffic cones and swimming through puddles. You couldn't do that now with the weather we've got.
Well,
so it's probably they're out in the winter.
At the Trebles bar, four of the lads were kicked out for pissing in the corner, and another broke the DJ's unused setup.
That is classic.
With the trail of chaos in our wake, we headed for Madame Coos, the holy grail for Northumbria sports team on a Wednesday night. IDs checked, hands stamped, and in we went. Let me tell you, there are a few more resplendent sights one can lay one's eyes on than a packed Coos full of sports teams and team themes. Yeah. Hockey, netball, rugby, swimming, cheerleading, football, lacrosse, gymnastics. You name the sport, it was there.
Disappointing that hockey was allowed in, but crack on.
In terms of theme, you had ours.
They're probably just there, just like sipping their beers. Yeah. Typical hockey boys.
Well, they went for a beach theme with tight and bright.
All the hockey guys just got chassis like Pradlock, like skinny stacked. It's like, mate, try putting on some weight and getting muscle. That's a real chassis.
Right, okay.
Can't stand hockey boys. Anyway, carry on.
Well, they were cheerleaders.
It actually angers me that they allowed hockey boys into this nightclub.
Well, mate, I'm sorry about that, but it's the story we've been sent.
I guess he can't lie.
Cheerleaders.
But he should have removed that from the email. If anyone, he knows this podcast. Yeah. He knows what I get like.
Our guest on the podcast today is ex-England international Paul Doran Jones, a.k.a. Dozer, who had an illustrious professional career over 14 seasons, representing rugby heavyweights Leinster, Wasps, Harlequins, Northampton and Gloucester. In many ways, his retirement has been as successful, if not more, than his playing days, becoming the proud owner of a restaurant, an artisan coffee shop, and a property mogul in the southwest of England. To many, including best friend Haskell, it's a shame that he didn't pursue a career as an adult film director. However, we're honoured to have him on the show to delve slightly deeper into his incredible career to date. Dozer, thank you so much for coming on the Rugbiz Pod. As just stated in the intro, you represented six clubs and England internationally during your playing career. But I'm guessing you got the bug for rugby whilst at Wellington College with best mate Haskell. What are your memories of your school days and what was Hask like at school?
Jesus, what are my memories of my school days? That's a great one to start off with. As you say, always loved my rugby. Wellington was a massive breeding ground for, you know, all sorts of sports. Bloody good school, yeah, to be honest. I was very, very lucky to go there. And I think Haskell and I were like arch enemies when we first met, to be honest, because he was like the big show around school, you know, Mr. I Am. And I turned up a little bit late and didn't know anybody. And we took an instant disliking to each other, as a lot of duos do. They have this kind of initial moment of like dread and dislike. Yeah, I can imagine you had it with Haskell.
He was a bit threatened.
Yeah, he's a pretty dislikable bloke, to be honest, when you first meet him. And then we kind of got down to it, got into a few sort of bumps and scrapes, and ended up being like, do you know what? Why do we hate each other? We actually love each other. And we sort of formed this kind of dynamic duo, and we've never the two shall part, really. And we kind of launched ourselves from that moment and never looked back.
Wonderful. Obviously, amateur film gate is one of the true great stories to continuously circulate around the rugby world.
Such good chat.
How come you didn't end up pursuing a career professionally in that industry, as Haskell mentioned he tried to?
I mean, do you know what? It was one of those things that we stupidly and boyishly didn't really consider, didn't really, you know, think of the consequences or the potential pitfalls of it. But I suppose... without belittling it, we got it out of the way very early and never re-ventured in it. I mean, Hask has never put a camera down since, by the way. You go to see him. I spent his time. I went to Wasps at one point, and I was living in Guildford at the time, so you can imagine the logistics of driving up to Coventry every day. I was I was a shit show. So I used to sleep on his couch every now and again, and he would always, I'd wake up, I'd be sort of asleep on his couch, you know, having had a massive day's travel and a massive day's training. And then suddenly I'd just hear this like, this whirring noise. And he'd have a drone with a GoPro on it in the living room. And he'd just be like, Dozer, wake up. And so he's never put the cameras down. I, on the other hand, have never picked one up again. I'm an absolute muppet, as you found out with all sorts of technology, phones, cameras, everything, sure. laptops. So, you know, I'm not sure which is the better, really, because he seems to have embraced it.
Does it? When the Hask was on, I call him the fridge because we've become quite close. And he calls me the mincer. I call him the fridge. Yeah, it's a little thing we're going
on. What's he doing, the mincer? Is it that hairdo or what?
This is my lockdown lid. I was talking about it earlier. I sort of look like Patrick Bateman. That's what a lot of people are saying to me.
You look a bit Bateman-esque,
Well, when I get the gel in it, I'll send you a photo later. In black and white, I look pretty decent.
I mean, I'm the same. I mean, mine, I'm seeing in the camera, it's a disaster.
No, it's strong, strong lid. I like a good quiff. It reminds me of, it must remind you of your Wellington days. A strong quiff.
I don't know. Half of this is fake, though, you know, don't you? Like the frontage of this is all.
Hask said you got your bonnet done, yeah.
Yeah, it's all been done. But to be honest, if you sort of combed into this and dug into it, you'd realise that it's all smoke and mirrors and it needs another dusting when I can get over to Turkey on the cheap.
Thing is, does it? When I was at school, the bigger the quiff, the bigger the legend. So you're doing well, mate. If you're around Clapham, people will know you because you're a rugby boy. But if you've got a decent quiff, a lot of guys would say, oh, mate, come over here and you know, you can have a go on my pill.
I hope that still applies at 35.
Yeah, of course, mate. You should honestly, anytime you want to come in the common and just, you know, kick the pill about, you're more than welcome, mate. But Hask was saying to me last time when he was on the pod that you and him lived in Clapham for a bit.
Yeah, so I've got a house up there. I still do, up in where is it? Just off St John's Hill.
Yeah, nice.
I obviously broke up with an ex-missus who I have my eldest daughter with, and we had a house up on Melody Road. So I bought one around the corner to try and be close to my daughter, and Hask moved in for a period. And I knew it was a bit of a disaster when he started asking me, could he fit a revolving door on the front door instead of, you know, to try and get
classic Hask
to try and get these birds in and out. And, you know, and often, so I had to set a few ground rules early on and say, look, you know, obviously, anything goes when it's just you and I, but obviously when my daughter's here, we're going to have some sort of semblance of, you know, two men and a little baby. So we kind of had that dichotomy. It was, it was a great time actually.
Because Hask said that you called yourselves the BLT, the big land, big lean tan machines.
Yeah, the big lean and tan we called ourselves. Amongst other things that are pretty, you know, we called ourselves the BLTs. And we had a pretty good run up there, to be honest. And then we've sort of handed it over to you, probably.
Yeah, well, I say because I recently went on a House of Rugby because basically if me and Hask had met like sort of 5 years ago, I reckon I might have taken your place, Dozer. We've become that close. But
what does my porridge taste like then?
Your porridge tastes like.
Yeah, well, because I've handed the baton over
to
you.
Yeah, yeah, so. Well, it's good. I like what you put in it. Good bit of protein, bit of peanut butter. It's good rig juice for me.
Because I was saying
to Hask, it would have been a dream for like me, you, and him to live together. It would have been like what the banter would have just been off the wall. I would have come in. I'd say, listen, guys, do you want to go and do a quick F45? And then let's head into Clapham Common, hit the sun, and then down to Inferno's.
Yeah, exactly. Down to Inferno's without a shadow of a doubt, we would have had a great time down there.
Have you had good nights in Inferno's? It's a great place.
Do you know what? I used to have I've had a good few nights out in Inferno's. I had a bit of a disaster the last time I went, and I haven't been back. I got scared off there a little bit.
Oh, what happened?
I was there, you know, classically with a few rugby lads. On the piss, as all good stories start. I don't know if you know, but as you go in up the entrance, up the stairs, there's a little left-hand kind of bar, which they sometimes try and tell you is a VIP.
It is. I go there quite a lot. I'm sure
you've got your usual spot in the corner.
Anyway,
I didn't really take too kindly to being turned away to this VIP bar because to me, I wasn't sure that Inferno's even had a VIP area. And if there was one, I felt like I needed to be part of it. And the big bouncer was sort of stood a couple of stairs above me and said, listen, you know, there's no chance. Without putting too fine a point on it, he basically said, fuck off. And I went, oh, well, listen, I don't want to come in anywhere. And I sort of flicked him in the balls.
Oh, my God.
And turned round and walked down the stairs as if to go out. And one of my mates was coming up the stairs and he was like, I just saw his face as this mutant was chasing me down the stairs. And so I just took off. He was like, that doesn't go. My mate was like, jeez. As the bouncer basically tried to catch me down the stairs, and thank God he didn't get hold of me, because he was the size of he was the size of a house. He was like the mountain off Game of Thrones or something like that. So I legged
That's
it
probably
down.
Bambi. I know a lot of the bouncers there. It's probably Bambi. But look,
well, I needed you. I needed you because I would have got in, and B, we could have had a few
jars. No, I tell you, does it? What I can do is I'll speak to Gareth, the manager, because they've got to know that ball flicking is just a lot of banter, and they can't take that too seriously. Every rugby guy knows that ball flicking is in the book of banter.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I was just seeing if he'd ever had his balls weighed. I was going to be like that.
Yeah, that's classic.
Commercial break. Coming this fall, brought to you by Universal Pictures, the most charming man in London, England, Archie Curzons. Is there anything he can't do? Introducing to you guys, Magician, the musical. Including the best-selling number ones already, AAA, BBB, CCC.
It's triple A, triple B, triple C, can't you see? That's how you'll make all the money now. Oh, I wish my papa would call me, he would be so proud. Oh, daddy, when you're near me, you can help me buy that 3-bed in Spain. Oh, I can't stand it when the netball girls, they constantly call me names. I've just got to have my fame. Amplitude, biz, banter, business, coin, chassis.
And the new most talked about single of the year pre-release, I took her down to Infernos.
I took her down to Infernos. If God was alive, it's where he'd go. We danced all night and then we shagged. Went home via Mookie D's chicken sandwich in the fucking bag.
Coming to cinemas near you, COVID dependent, September 23.
Where did you go on your stag? Because I'm
on my stag, we were in Barcelona.
Okay.
Yeah, it was a punchy stag do, and there were a few rascal characters who Yeah, led us all astray. It was a cracking spot. I don't know if you've been to Barcelona.
Oh, mate, yeah. I've been a few times on rugby tours with the lads. Yeah.
It was outstanding.
A few debaggings.
Talking of best men shit, so obviously I got married first. I got married in Ibiza and Hask was my best man. And he turned up, he came off the Lions. It was as he was finished, you know. So he'd flown all the way from New Zealand, finished, landed sort of 40 hours later out of the mixer, and he landed in Ibiza. And he was a little bit worse for wear when he got there, to be fair, because you can imagine the session at the end of the line.
Yeah, big lash.
And he turned up and he sent me a few emails beforehand. There wasn't an awful lot of contact because obviously he was off doing his thing. And he stepped up to make his speech. And I was like, oh, you know, this can't be too bad. He's not going to bin me too bad. Anyway, he unzips. I talk about this GoPro thing. He had this strip thing with a light on it so he could see. And he unzipped this personal, like, plinth or whatever to put his speech on.
So he
unracks his professional setup and literally took me to task for about an hour telling every story under the sun. And I was like, oh my God, that can't get any worse. Oh my God, it got worse. Oh my God. And which is great if you let your best man do it.
Yeah.
So fast forward a couple of years and I got the honor of being his best man. Listen to this for an ultimate stroke. He said to me, he said, listen, we're going to get married and we're going to do a small ceremony. This must have been only a year or two ago. And we're going to do a small family ceremony. There's going to be 40 people there. It's not going to be raucous. We're going to have a proper raucous affair in a year or two. So I wrote this speech and I got his mum and his dad. And they were like, oh, you know, Dozzy, you can't say too much because it's just the family. There's no boys there. Don't go too hard. Don't go this. Don't go that. So I kind of really reduced my speech down, thinking, I know what I'll do is I'll hammer him in the next, in phase two. So I delivered this speech that was really politically correct, really, didn't scrape into too much detail, didn't go into any of it, of which there is plenty, I can assure you.
Yeah, I bet.
And then, obviously, since then, we've had bloody coronavirus, all these bits and pieces. I'm not sure his big wedding's happening or if it is ever going to be a thing. I think he's just done me over.
Oh, that's awkward because
oh.
I've He has messaged me about the big day, but we'll skip over that because that is awkward. But yeah, I don't know if you got the email. October.
Well, I've got plenty of material for you. I got plenty of material for you if you need it. Because I had people calling me from all around the world going, make sure you take him down. You've got to do this. They were destroyed, devastated when I didn't take him to pieces. But
Hask has got it negotiated to do it at the Under Armour offices. They're going to sponsor it. And then Tri Grill, the barbecue business that he's promoting, they're doing the food. So he's got that sorted. But I'm sure you'll get the email, Dozer. Don't worry too much.
Dozer, after 8 weeks in isolation by himself in his flat in Clapham, Archie decided that the time is right for him to get not a girlfriend, but a fiance.
True.
So we're trying this series to find him a fiance by meeting girls virtually and hopefully eventually physically.
But I've already met one.
He's getting somewhat ahead of himself. But I know, you know, a man who's had two beautiful missuses. What advice would you give him to try and attain a fiance? And if you can recall your sort of memories of living in Clapham, what's the perfect first date?
The perfect first date in Clapham. I mean, Archie's ticking all the right boxes in these, putting himself the right spaces with the rugby, the S&C, the rascal lid that's, you know, slicked back. You know, he's ticking all those boxes. I think, from my experience in Clapham, what was our date format? We used to take the girls up. There used to be this little Thai restaurant up called Khorsan.
Khorsan Road, mate. Yeah. Know it well. There's a lovely little lady boy in there.
Yeah, Giselle, her name is. And she'll look after you like no problem. So if your date doesn't go
once
too well,
you've always, with her.
You've always got the fallback, which I love. And it's bring your own booze. So that keeps it nice and cheap.
Yeah. I'm not afraid to spray the coin, mate. I work in the city. Six figures, mate.
Well, I've heard. Well, look, if you're spraying the cash, mate, you're into a winner, aren't you? You could go to any of the establishments along there. But then across the road, you've got the Powder Keg, does a decent couple of punchy cocktails, which you can really get stuck into. And then you can really work your way through. You've got the, I'm trying to think of what that little bar-y club thing is. It's got numbers. It's like 336 or something. Or you can head down to Inferno's or any of the Northcote Road, the Records, anywhere like that.
I think you hit the nail on the head. What I might try, I mean, what you don't know, Doz, is this is episode two of season two of the podcast. And on episode one, my future wife came on, Lottie Lyon from The Apprentice. I don't know if you know her.
I
will send you a black and white picture after this.
Like a rocket, though.
Yeah, she is lovely. So a lot of people said number 32 to me, but having listened to you, your wise words, I think I might take her for a little Khorsan curry, a little Powder Keg cocktail, and then if I'm feeling fruity, a bit of a dance in the VIP room in Inferno's. Yeah, shut the doors, turn the cameras off, and see what happens.
Well, if you know the man on the door, you'll be able to take a whisker straight in, won't you?
Yeah. And I'll give him a tickle on the balls for you, mate. My last question, Dozer, which I will ask everyone. Is there anyone that you don't hear from now that you'd like to hear from? We could put a shout out and we could get them in contact. That's the kind of thing we do on this pod. Is there anyone you think of off the top of your head that you haven't seen for years and you'd like them to reach out and maybe have a Zoom call in pandemic?
Yeah, I think it'd have to be probably Ugo Monia. I haven't spoken to for a while.
Right.
We had a period of our time where we were very close. We've all got the same tattoo. There's a group of lads at Harlequins and we've all got the same tattoos on our bums from when we got very, very drunk out on a tour. We were away on holiday in Vegas and we all got tattoos on our bums. I haven't spoke to Oogs for a while.
What tattoo did he get?
It's hashtag elite. We basically, in Vegas, stupidly, you can get tattoos when you're steaming drunk. Right. And so we fell out of this nightclub or day club and straight into the tattoo parlor. And we were just serving ourselves drinks and, you know, drinking more and more and more and more. And Oogs was like, right, lads, we're going to get a tour tattoo. Now, clearly, Oogs has got loads of tattoos, firstly. But secondly, you know, the contrast isn't the same as it is on my skin, right?
Yeah.
He's gone off and he's like, right, who's in first? Bosh, bosh, bosh. Absolutely steaming. Jordan Turner Hall and Danny Kerr.
Kersey's been on the pod. Great guy.
Kersey's got the same tattoo. And obviously, he's only got a tiny bum, right? So his tattoo's not that big on his bum cheek because it covers the whole lot. So Oog has gone off, designed this thing. Nobody's looked at it. We've just gone in and got them. And we've all woken up the next morning out of an absolute haze and gone, oh, what's that on the butt? What's that on my butt cheek? What's that on my butt cheek? And looked in the mirror like, oh my God, it's that, you know, moment of realization. We've got hashtag elite on our bottoms in this like bizarre.
I might do that. I might actually get one so I can join the club.
Well, Dozer, thank you so, so much for coming on the podcast. You've been absolutely wonderful. It's been incredible to delve into your career. If you are missing rugby, I'm sure Archie can sort you out a little gig with the Clapham Falcons, if any interest there, sir.
I'd love that. I'd love both of those. I would love just to sit and watch and have a beer, if I'm honest. But yeah, I'll definitely take you up on that, fellas. But look, we're leaving it there, are we?
We are, mate. Archie has to go for some business calls. Thank you so, so much for coming on and giving us the time. Lots of love. Stay safe. Cheers, mate.
You're a hero. Thanks, mate.
Well, mate, I thought that was wonderful. I've never spoken to him before, but what a legend.
Mate, what a champion. Yeah. Great band. It's great to have a bit of rugby pitter-patter back on the pod.
It was awesome.
And look, I really think we need to help him find Ugo.
Yeah, let's find Ugo.
Let's start a hashtag, Dozer4Oogs.
Dozer for Oogs. Okay, yeah. Hashtag Dozer for Oogs, guys. Let's try and connect these two lovebirds.
Connect them.
Again.
Maybe they can meet. You know, I can be the sort of the in-between.
Are you going to get the
mediator? Is that what it's called? Yeah. A mediator. I'll be the mediator in-between. Maybe they can come meet me on Clapham Common and we can chuck a pill about at a safe distance.
Are you going to get the tattoo?
Not that tattoo. That's their tattoo.
Right.
But when me, Kersey, Dozer, Hask, Benders, Barks, Preecy, I mean...
Amazing.
The names go on. When we have a night out, we'll probably all just get a falcon on our ass.
That would be great. That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Or on your neck.
Talking about
brave.
Talking about Hask. Bit awkward about the wedding there, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was. But you know, friends do come and go, and the relationship I've got with Hask now is formidable.
Yeah, they've had sort of 20 years of being friends, but sadly, you're the hot property right now with them.
Yeah, I think I'm the new bit of fluff that Hask wants to play with.
We got a letter through the door on Monday from a certain Jet Wills.
Yeah. This is a pretty tough.
I did warn you about it.
Yeah, I just didn't know. I didn't know it was going to come like this. I was prepared, but I guess it's a really sad day for me.
Do you want to read it out?
Can I take a moment? Is that okay?
That's fine.
This is one of the hardest things I've had to do. On the podcast, if not my life. Dear Archie Cousin and Freddie Claude, on the 8th of June, we were made aware about the second series of the Rig Biz podcast starting and hence decided to contact you to ensure that your false promotion and advertising of Jack Wills wouldn't continue. Several days later, our lawyers listened to Archie once more falsely promote the Jack Wills brand, bringing our name into disrepute and misleading your listeners, our brand, and the consumer world in general. Sadly, we will now be taking legal action against yourself and the podcast due to damage caused by your false advertising and claims. You should be receiving a court summons later this week with a settlement claim to be put forth. Please ensure this is no longer friendly fire, and sadly, and somewhat regrettably, your actions have led us to pursue this with all our might. However, we simply couldn't allow this false partnership to continue. Regards, G Swan and Virginia LLP. You can cut the music now, mate.
Sir?
You can cut the music.
Sir.
So that's it, mate.
Well, that's pretty gutting.
That's going to be gutting for their listeners.
Yeah, gonna have to find it.
We are a one-stop shop where they could get all the deals for Jack Wills.
I know. Well...
It's just sad that a brand that has been with me, you know, from primary to secondary to university to the city, it's been with me the whole of my rugby career. It's come to this. I kind of feel, well, I kind of know how James Haskell felt when it, you know, he fell out with Wasps.
Yeah.
Feels like that.
Well, mate, maybe, you know, in the positive, Dozer's company, his property company could sponsor us.
Oh, I don't know. He doesn't sound like he's a very successful businessman.
That's true.
This will take a bit of time to get over.
Well, mate, should we wrap things up then?
Yeah, you better.
Right. Guys, sorry to end on a somber note, but thank you so, so much for listening. As always, if you enjoyed it, please share.
Does it mean I can't wear it? Can I still wear, you know,
Jack
Wells?
Yeah, of course.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not saying
I can't. So I can still wear it out and about.
Yeah. So legally, the case against us is a fiscal one based on the fact that we've been falsely being sponsored and advertising them.
Well, to be fair, I thought there was a bit of synergy between us.
It's not the first time we've been warned by them, to be fair. And I did tell you last week they were going to send a letter.
Yeah. Well, so, there you go.
Yeah. It's just, going to have to get some funds out of AC Limited to probably pay for it all. Is that okay?
Yeah, it's good. AC Limited are flush of cash at the moment, mainly because I've been doing bloody well in the city.
Right, so we've got enough to fight the court case?
Well, we'll see. I'll have to speak to my dad as well.
Okay.
Well, because he knows a couple of good lawyers.
Okay. Not because you need the money?
Well, no, not at all. No, because I'm buying a £1.5 million house in Clapham.
Of course. Well, that may have to go on the back burner now. Depends how.
Don't think it will be.
Okay.
We won't lose the court case.
Okay. Well, you're always confident. Good to see. Hopefully this
maybe
isn't the end of
everything. What's that Netflix program where the guy making a murderer?
Yeah.
We should put a note down to contact those lawyers just in case.
Okay. All right.
Cool.
Well, sorry to end the podcast on a somewhat somber note. But
yeah, but it's not all bad news, is it? Because we've got one of the biggest fitness influencers on the podcast next week.
Well, yeah, in
James
the world.
James Smith, PT.
Well, Smithy.
Yeah, Smithy, number one best-selling author.
Jesus Christ, that's going to be incredible.
He's going to absolutely love the bands.
We just keep bringing in the big names, don't we, really?
Yeah. Well, a lot of people want to be affiliated to with us,
Apart from Jack Wills.
Yeah, apart from Jack Wills, which is their loss.
It is their loss. So what? We've got the biggest guy. Is that why you're in sort of full workout gear?
That's why I'm in gym kit now. Just about to go for a run on the common. Probably going to take this top off, though. I'm just going to... Can I borrow some of your olive oil?
Yeah, sure.
Cool, because that's one thing I've been doing. What I'd like to do is lather myself up in olive oil before I go running, and then it helps with the tan, but also enhances the sweat.
Wow.
Little tip for all the listeners.
Incredible.
Use olive oil.
What a sad life you live. Well, Arch, thank you so, so much. As always, guys,
thank you so much for
listening. If you liked it, please, comment, like, share, all the rest, and we'll see
you next. Just drop me a DM if you want. That will count as a comment, does it not?
No.
Okay. Cool.
We'll see you next.
Been getting quite a lot of mean DMs recently.
Really?
Yeah. Can people please cut that out? There's nothing I can do about my teeth right now. I'm not changing them until I finish my rugby career.
Okay.
Just cut it out.
Wait, you heard it straight from Arch there.
I'm talking to you. Your message the other night was not nice.
I'm sorry, mate.
Were you drunk?
No.
Okay. Well, forgive it. I think it was quite good banter in a way. You were joking, right?
Yeah.
More lash. Then everyone realizes it's Archie Cousin, captain of the Clapham Falcons, chief chat officer, the CEO of Clapham, and they all start singing, More lash. And then everyone is on their feet. They're going nuts. It's like SW4. Beers are going everywhere. Rocket balls in the air. Everyone's got their top off, including girls. And they all start singing, More lash. It's absolutely kicking off. I neck my beer, everyone goes nuts, and I reckon all the birds would love it.